You on?
Thanks for saving us from postage all year.
Good morning, everyone. Tuesday, January 21st, 2025, 8 a.m., Barnes County Commission meeting. Roll call, please.
Sean.
Yeah, I guess so.
Pete.
Here.
Bill.
Yep.
Nikki.
I'm here.
Mike.
Yep.
Let's all stand by saying the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Any agenda corrections or additions anybody's aware of? Not. Jess, come on up. Morning.
Hi. Okay, first we're going to do planning and zoning. First we had a...
Your stuff in your mailbox.
Oh, yeah, so your mailbox, yep. And you know what's going on, too. So, 100-foot setback from the center of the township road for James Richmond in Alta Township, Section 1. There were no issues. The planning and zoning approved, and I did get a township signature bill and
my... You did get it?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Right away, before 10 o'clock that next morning, I said you had to be here. By 10 o'clock, they had to be here. So.
That's an
order.
Jim Martin?
Yeah.
Yeah. He came to my office. Yep.
Jim's on the board.
Yeah.
That's a north-south road, right?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
A township road. And he's got bin that is about 70 feet from the center of the road already. And I, yeah, on the picture I put where 200 feet would be, and you can see that he wouldn't be able to really operate it.
Well, and I'm guessing pretty much that whole road, the only people that use it are Richmond and Garth.
So where he's building is these circles, right?
Yep.
And they would be in line with the other ones he has?
This is his dryer system that's going to be right here that he dries. Or this is a semi, but this is where he's going to dump. It's going to go into this unit here.
It's going to be further back than that front, that 70-foot one.
Are the circles are where they're building?
Yeah, and they're not doing all of them right now. It's just...
Are they replacing or what?
Yeah, they're taking some out and then they're replacing. Yep.
And this is the township road, right?
Correct.
The township signed off?
Yep, they did.
Well, like I said, they're pretty much the only ones to use that road.
The zoning board was good on it, right? Zoning board was good on it?
Yep.
Well, after it got zoned, you got the township.
Yep, and the township.
I'm moving to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Pete, did you do the first motion?
Yes.
Is this part of it, then?
Yeah, that's a drawing.
Drawing.
Yep. Roll call.
Bill.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Vicky.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Sean.
Yep.
And that was the only building permit for this. Usually I give you a list of building permits, and that's why I included, the only one I had was the one for Richmond. So.
This is just a...
That's just a drawing of his plan, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, the next thing I have is the hazard mitigation plan is coming due next year. So we are in the first phases of that. So I just brought the book. If you have never seen the hazard mitigation plan, this is how big it is, and this is what we have to update.
Every 5 years.
Every 5 years, yep.
Otherwise, we don't get any...
Thanks, Mike. I sat through him last time. I'm not going to.
I was like, what are you saying? Well, anyways, I need 3 quotes, and we don't decide or sign with the quotes right now. I just need to submit 3 quotes to the state. They basically write the grant for us, and then, like they said, we don't sign it until we get the grant awarded. I also need signatures from you, well, from Bill. One for the local match letter, which is stating that we will pay 25% and the grant will pay for 75%. And then the other one is a participation letter, basically stating that we are going to participate in meetings when they go on. So, Bill, if you will sign those.
Is that someone's going to all the cities? And
yep, and all the, and letters have gone out to all the cities. I'm just waiting. I've gotten two back. I'm waiting for the rest to come back. I have to have it all. I have to have it all submitted. Yeah. Michael. I know. I have to submit them all to the state by February 7th. But as of right now, I've gotten everything except those cities, so I'm ready.
Wasn't it last year or a couple times ago that we didn't get everybody to sign up for it?
I'm sure.
Yeah. There was a quarter of the towns weren't there.
Yeah.
80% of the townships didn't show up for theirs.
Yeah, and I don't know how many meetings we will have, so I put on there that someone from the commission will be at 2 to 3 meetings total. It just depends on how many, and it depends on who we get for a contractor too, because if the person that did it before gets it, I mean, it's going to be simple for him. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so it just kind of depends.
Did you say you got the quotes already? Mm-hmm. Which one is the lowest?
And the state recommended that we don't necessarily go with the lowest.
Right.
South Central Dakota Regional Council is the lowest.
Yeah.
And then we have Paramount Planning, and then the gentleman that did the one before Nexus was the next one. So this tells you the experience. There's a one-pager, which is South Central. There's Paramount with 4 pages, and then there's Nexus with a lot more. You know.
Well, with all the information there was about it, it'd be easy to go with the company that did it already. So.
Yeah, he...
The regional council used to always do it. And this Nexus guy actually broke away from them and took all their business. So,
yeah, that's right.
But he was very good to work with.
Yes, he's very good.
Say that. And he hasn't been there yet.
No, he has a knowledge. He's an EM for 2 counties. He's also got this.
He also led us laps that one year, too.
But anyways, we don't have to decide on that until after we've been awarded the grant.
This is something we have to do, right?
Yes, every 5 years.
We don't have a choice.
Yep.
Okay. Our choice is who we pick.
Well, yeah, we have a choice, but if we don't want any FEMA money, then we don't have to do it, but
it's
we can't get
like
any FEMA.
It's a federal requirement.
We won't get any money from the government. So.
Yeah, and we were... wrote up, I believe, last time because we didn't have it done.
We're probably late because it probably didn't get started when it was supposed to. Mm-hmm. So, but right now it's in the beginning stages. I'll submit everything to them as soon as I get the city letters, but I have to have everything in by the 7th, so whatever I have by then, I'll submit. I don't know what I do if I don't get everybody. That's a question I have to ask them.
So roughly, what's this study cost? I mean,
$5,000, $10,000? Oh, no, quite a bit. So one quote is $15,009, one is $25,000, and then this one I think is $50,000 to $60,000. It just kind of, it just depends. But I will send these out to you guys.
Maybe better ink.
We might have to revisit that.
You guys will have to read this. But
the state
wants 3 quotes, and they submit for the highest quote to make sure we can get
the amount,
you know, so if we do pick the highest one, then we're approved to get the highest one, you know. So they do submit that.
They follow along with it.
Yep. We pay 20, or the county pays 25% of it. So.
Yeah.
The grant is 75. So if you have any other questions on that, just come see me.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
Jason, don't even sit down. I'm saving your legs.
Stay warm, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Jess.
My office isn't as warm as this.
Oh, is it?
It will be because it's above ours, so the heat rises.
Yeah, it'll be there.
Morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Did everybody get a chance to look at the quotes last night?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Jason sent out an email last
night. Do we have, one or how many copies are at...
There was 3 quotes.
No, I mean, how many copies are up there?
One copy.
One copy. What does Weed...
From way back? Oh,
Weed and Highway Department have them? Or
I didn't read it.
The Weed just has their own little personal printer. They all sit at their desk. And then the
just
Highway Department has a copy.
Yep.
Yeah.
The massive one and the...
Yep. So they have it on a lease currently. They got a 5-year lease. It's up in February, I want to say 25th, but don't quote me on that exactly. Jamie's currently on vacation, so she asked me to come here on her behalf since I work with her on them. When people ask me to help them with quotes, I usually get quotes from Central Business System or ABM now, as they got bought out. Marco and Liberty, and we did lease and own. Jamie said she was looking more to own than to lease. Owning is cheaper. Central Business Systems did come in at the lowest cost over 5 years for $6,586. Marco does have unlimited overages, but they'd have to have an awful lot of overages to break even.
Yeah.
So my recommendation would be to go with Central Business Systems to own the Task Alpha 3554CI for... initial cost to purchase is $4,699. Then there's a yearly maintenance cost, which includes ink, and if something happens to the printer, they come out and fix it and whatnot, for $377.40.
A year?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, and then the total cost over 5 years for that would be about $6,586 plus any overages they may have.
Say that again?
Plus any overages they may have.
Okay, but the maintenance fee would be how much? $6,000?
No. The total cost.
Oh, the total. That's the total.
That includes purchasing and the 5 years of annual maintenance.
Okay.
If you were to do it over 5 years. Now, they could have it longer than that. I just did a 5-year comparison because that's how long the leases are. So that way you could kind of see both in that spreadsheet.
What are copies costing us? Because we just got a whole bunch of Central Business System.
So when you go over, if you print more than what your maintenance allows, you have to pay an overage fee. So for example, in this quote, Central Business Systems for a color overage page, it's 3.94 cents, and for a black and white overage, it's 0.785 cents. So if you print more than what you've gotten in your maintenance agreement, they charge you an overage for going over your prints.
But I think she's got a pretty good calculation on what she does or doesn't use there.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it was black and white was $2,500 a month, and color is about $150 a month, it looks like.
I'll make a motion to go along with Jason's recommendation on the copier for the highway department.
As a Central Business one?
Yeah, to purchase it. And she did tell me, I don't know what her budget's like, she did tell me she put in her budget. I'm just taking her word on that, so...
And that's what Jamie was happy with, too.
Or she said whatever you recommend is what she told me. She was okay with whatever. And, I mean, Central Business.
Motion, is there a second on the table?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Go ahead and ask whatever questions you want, if you want. Pete?
No, I'm good with it. It works with Jamie and Jason's.
Yeah, she said whatever I was happy with. And we have Central Business Systems, I mean, all over the place.
Okay.
I mean, we have all three, really, but mainly Central Business Systems.
And that's just a write-off purchase.
Right.
And then we pay the annual fee as it comes.
Right.
Okay.
Sean.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Vicky.
Yes.
Bill.
Yep.
Mike.
Yes.
Very good.
Great. That's all
Thanks
I have.
Thanks for taking care of that.
Yep, no problem.
Thanks, Jason.
Things going smoothly?
Yeah. I mean, we were pretty busy waiting for the sheriff's office, but now we're just waiting for him to finish putting up the sheetrock and stuff, and then we can finish up. So, yeah.
Very good. Thank you.
Yep.
Are you ready, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Come on up.
I won't take much of your time. I just have PD contract for this year.
The jail pretty full?
So what are we
getting there? I mean, we're down 5 U.S. Marshal beds, and I've been emailing my contacts weekly to tell them we need people.
I see on TV all the time, you know, that Cass County is overflowing.
Right.
Do we get people from Cass County, or don't they work with us?
They do when they want to bring them over. Stetson and Richland are on a weekly email with the person that handles their boarding over there. I haven't gotten one for a couple weeks yet. But
that seems like we'd be a pretty good outlet for them.
Yeah, they do reach out if they want to empty some beds there. Yeah.
According to them, they're overflowing all the time.
That's what it sounds like.
They're switching into Moorhead and everything else.
Yeah.
My question to you is, since we're redoing this, Valley City PD, are we upping our price?
No. Everything's the same.
Is it at what, 85?
I don't remember what it is. I believe it's 85. It should be on the first page.
One of them is at 75.
No.
It shouldn't be at 75.
Looks like 75.
Is it 75?
Well, then maybe we don't want to sign this contract.
They do help us out a lot. That's why they normally get a lower rate.
If we got an emergency up there, they
yes.
give us a hand.
And they don't charge you for stuff like that,
no.
do they?
No, they don't.
How many people do we get from them?
Barely any. Normally, their criminal charges are bond or 24 hours. So if we do get somebody, they sit there 24 hours and then they're
short term.
Yeah,
in our facility.
Yeah,
they don't house anybody down at the police station anymore, do they?
No, they don't have anything down there that they
want to read it all.
Yeah, I want to come.
So we just get like their overnight DUIs and stuff like that.
Mostly.
Yeah. Well, you think we should put it up with 85 like everybody else, or just?
Well, like the thing is, he did say that they help, and I know they help out because I hear about it.
Yeah.
And
if it's not too many people, I suppose it doesn't amount to a whole lot.
Yeah. But. The availability of a little help once in a while kind of goes a little ways too. So
yes, it goes a long ways.
Because we do have that situation up there.
I mean,
so.
It's not 10 a week or anything like that.
No.
I mean, I'm okay with keeping it the way it is.
I'd say on average, maybe 2 or 3 people a month.
Okay.
Yeah. Their monthly bill is like $300.
So what does it mean?
How much they house.
So what does it mean if an inmate is released within 2 hours of their booking time?
Well, they only get charged a booking fee, which is $20. So if they're released within, and our computer program figures that out. So.
Anybody else want to read it?
No, I'm good with it if you're...
Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Yes.
Mickey?
Yes.
Bill?
Yeah.
Mike?
Yes.
Sean?
Yep.
I mean, when you have trained help a mile away, you don't you appreciate what you got.
Well, when you need it and it's there,
yeah.
It makes a big difference.
The only other thing is that I have is we'd like to add Anna to the jail bank account.
So who's on there right now?
It's just Randy and I. So we want to add her just in case something happens to one of us or both of us. She can make deposits.
Do you have to have 2 signatures on there?
Required to have 2 signatures?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to put Anna on to the banking account.
I'll second that.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Mike?
Yes.
John?
Yep.
Mickey?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Keith?
Yes. Are we preparing the food ourselves again up there now? Or do you
have a not consolidated. Summit Food Service.
But we got our old help back.
We got our old
Tammy
cook back.
I heard that. Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Very happy inmates. Which is nice.
She's a good cook, I guess, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
We eat the meals too.
Well, look at Jeremy. Look at Jeremy.
Wait, yeah.
I just need the minutes for when I go down to the bank to add.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all they asked.
So, is she an employee of theirs then, or of ours?
No, nope, she's an employee of Summit Foods.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. She's their food service director for our jail. And then Miranda Erickson still works under her. So.
Give local people a job.
Hmm?
Give local people a job.
Yeah. I got Jamin coming early. I got Sarah coming early.
All right.
Auditor's office. Everybody got a copy of the minutes there.
Is anybody coming from the
I don't know. We got to keep moving here.
Yeah. I mean, she's right coming.
Yeah.
Well, I would make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. All right. Board appointment. What do you got, Julie?
We got Daryl Brudevold applied for planning and zoning.
Okay.
That was it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then everybody get a chance to look at the lighting, what we got back there.
Do we
need a motion?
Do we need to approve Daryl?
I would make a motion to approve Daryl.
I'll second it.
I'm doing too many things at once.
He'll work good.
Yes, I believe he'll work good.
He's good on township stuff, so.
Nope.
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
John?
Yep.
Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, on the lighting, you know, we always like to work with the Valley City or the Barnes County contracts if we can. Of course, Haslew is just barely out of Barnes County. But are both quotes satisfactory for what they'll put in?
Yeah.
Are they pretty much the same units? They're listed a little different. So
yeah, they call them a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're basically reusing the whole structure of it.
They can put in an LED and change the ballast or whatever they have to do.
If you get the new enough style of ballast, they don't have a light bulb, then you don't even have to put a ballast in them. Hmm.
But I don't understand lighting.
Yeah, lighting has come a long ways.
Is this that Aaron Haslew? Is he, I'm sure he's bonded, licensed, and everything.
How much difference?
He is a master.
As far as I know.
Okay.
How much is the difference in the quote?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
How much difference in the quotes were there?
Bradford was $33.50. FMJ is $28.50.
So it's $500. And like I said, we always push the Barnes County people, but you know, the other ones are close to Barnes County too, of course.
Okay.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning, Jason.
Chris from.
I'm fine with either one if you think would do the best job.
Well, I think they'll both do a good job.
Yeah, whichever one you want to pick or not, that's fine. We're just finishing up something.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'll make the motion to go with whatever.
FMJ?
FMJ.
For $25.50.
Yeah.
Motion, is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion, second. Any further discussion?
Did we look into grants and that about that? Or from the city?
I think he.
It was in it's in one of the messages where you got a few dollars. Yeah. Few dollars back, $300-$400, something like that.
That was from Shane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He did what we asked. So.
Vicki.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Bill.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yes.
Sean.
Yep.
What do they call it?
FMJ.
FMJ.
And he's on a Tower City or Buffalo.
Buffalo, I thought.
What does it say here? He's from Buffalo is what it says on the hand.
And this is just the auditor's office, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the timeline on that?
Is there a timeline on the lighting?
Timeline on the lighting, when it gets done?
So we were going to discuss, so I came in really quick.
we're probably going to, that's all part of the new project. That was all part of that number. So we were going to hold off on those numbers, on those bids, and include it when the actual heating and cooling system goes in.
Oh, not do so anything then, with the lights right
so
now?
So we would just do it with the project and not where you are right now, just because okay. I didn't understand, I didn't realize that lighting had to do with that actual project itself. So,
because they have to go up in the same ceiling.
Yep,
so.
Yep, and they're actually going to put the grid work, it's, they call it a cloud, so that's going to have all new lighting with it. So it's pointless for us to do
that okay.
right now.
Oh.
So do we rescind that?
We have to rescind
yeah.
that.
Yeah, we'll rescind it.
Rescind my motion. Yeah.
And then you rescind your second.
Your second. Okay.
That's fine. We had just approved it, so.
Oh, no, that's why.
We're early.
I was going to say, I can't try to do this earlier.
We get a little carried away on some of these times.
Proactive. Do we need to vote on that?
Do we need to vote
yeah,
on
we need to vote on the amended. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to rescind. So, Bill.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Vicky.
Yes.
Sean.
You. Yes.
Thanks for getting here in time.
What? Yeah.
Any other questions before I leave?
Yeah.
Bill said it's pretty cold in there.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
Who approved the new plans for the sheriff's office downstairs? I see that there was a closet put in and there was a new doorway smashed out. And I was wondering who put in for that. There was no paperwork that said we could do that. It wasn't part of the original plan.
Because it was so minimal, and we're just trying to keep things flowing. I think it was just, like I said, it's a pretty small closet, and there had to be a door there, so.
Well, it looks like it's going to cost us about $6,000.
For that closet and that door?
Yep.
Do you do change orders for that type of stuff? Or that's, I think, what the question is.
Oh, I don't know.
Because what we have originally approved was a lot different than what the design is now. And I was wondering.
I mean, we can go through approval on every little thing, but then we can't be pushed for time either. You know?
I know, but this is a design. This is a design.
I don't know how the door whole thing came about. The closet, I said, who cares about a closet?
I agree. Who cares about the closet? Yeah. But the smashing.
But the door, I have no clue, to be honest.
Smashing in a bigger door just for what purpose?
I think it had to be ADA, you know, once you start the construction.
That whole wall wouldn't have been constructed at all.
There was two doors in there. There was just paneling over another door.
So then it was just fine. We didn't have to smash into the door. We just had to. We didn't even have to replace that door. I wondered where this all came from.
That's my understanding is it had to be the proper width after you started in there with the construction, like the other doors to the offices.
It wasn't even in the same. It wasn't in the design. It wasn't in anything. There would be no reason for them to smash into a wall.
Well, Vicky was looking.
They didn't actually smash into a wall.
You did too. There was a lot of plaster bead in there.
So that was an existing door. There was no wall there.
Right. Why did we have to get rid of it?
I don't know. I did not make that decision.
Yeah. Who did?
I don't know.
I talked to Ray, and that's the ADA had to be there. It was a door with a window in it. It's not a door. I don't know why there was a door with a window in it. So we just thought we'd go with the ADA compliance and get the door to fit.
Because if we're not even, that was a whole nother room, therefore it wasn't part of the original construction, so therefore it didn't need ADA approval.
What do you mean by a whole nother room? That room is on the plan.
Not for any construction, it wasn't. And it is another separate room from the rest of the project.
We can put the old one back in.
That's not the point now, because it's all smashed and the... And
it's not smashed, though. Like I said, all I took out was framing. It took out a casing and two doors. That casing and those two doors can go right back in.
And they don't have to do anything with the drywall that was all cracked?
No, because that drywall was covering up an old door. There used to be a double door there.
Right, and so now you have to put in drywall and you have to do all that stuff, too.
Well, I think what her biggest thing was is she seen a bill in there where it was like $6,000.
Oh, I haven't seen any of
it. And I don't know how would they have gotten $6,000 out of just that extra, but I think that's kind of where we're going with this. I mean,
was it specified to that, just that opening?
Not necessarily.
So that's what
change of walls. I mean, everything that's been changed down there, I think, is what the
yeah.
is.
And we had this basic plan, and now the walls are totally different than what was in the original plan. So somewhere along the line, somebody had to say, oh, no, we don't want that there. We want it here. And they just did it. There was no, you know, talking to us because this is going to cost us. Every change in an order is going to cost us more money.
Well, I agree. And I also was told to get this gone as fast as we possibly can, but...
But it is not the same plan that we approved.
What changed outside the door?
The walls. You guys put them in a different spot. It was going to be where the entryway was going to be where now you have...
No, that's bid one. We had bid one and bid two.
Yes, and we approved one.
Well, we approved, like, we approved two.
That's
where the vestibule is on that that further south door. That was the one that was approved.
I thought that the one that we approved was the vestibule was right in between your two offices.
No.
Which a little change here or there, but if it adds up, and I don't know if it was even 6,000 or if that included something else. I'm just, she found one of them. Yeah, she found something in the bills and asked, and I said, I don't know, we'll ask or find out. So that's what we're up against there. But we should be pretty much done with that kind of stuff anyway now, right?
Yeah.
So, downhill side. So from here on out, if we got to take the top level off from there, let us know.
Yeah, I'll just have Ray email the commission, and then he can let me know.
Okay.
Good. Thanks.
Thank you. Very good. All right. There. Jamin.
Hello, guys.
Morning.
How's everyone doing today?
Good.
We're looking at getting a new spray truck. We had our board meeting last week.
Yep.
We had bids from Ford and Dodge, unbeknownst to me, and Hucklick. If you want a one-ton dually cabin chassis, they have to be ordered fall ahead of time. So we didn't know that, so we don't have a bid from Chevy.
Yeah.
We have $75,000 in our new equipment budget. The Dodge came in at $51,155, and the Ford came in at $52,073. They would need flatbeds on there, lights, helper leaves in the back. I'm waiting on prices on that. I called Senex. They have flatbeds. We'd have to order them. It would be a handful of months to get them. Burt's in Moorhead, where we've gotten the last two. They have one on hand. I got to wait for prices to see what all that is. When I talk to Senex, nobody in town installs them anymore, unfortunately.
That's what I was just gonna ask. Right. That includes the installation, because at Burt's it's an installation too.
Yeah. They said down there they've been sending people up to Cooperstown for installation. I don't know if they would do all the extras with the lighting and the helper springs. That's something I gotta investigate more, but I wanted to get approval for the truck. First, Dodge is about 3 months out by the day we ordered to when we get it. Ford didn't give a timeline, so I don't know if it would be 2 weeks, 6 months, 8 months.
Which do you prefer?
I prefer the Dodge, and the board does too. We've been running Dodges and...
Actually, the board...
The board voted on the Dodge, yeah. So that'd be the one we would be.
That's what you're recommending.
Yeah. So we have the money in the budget for it. I don't know what the flatbed is. I mean, flatbed's not going to be $20,000-some. So, I mean, we have enough in there for that. I just got to do some more investigating on prices and then if Cooper's
so down. The price from Dodge, is that without any box on them?
That's just cabin chassis.
Okay.
And then do we have one to get rid of then?
We would have an 07. $2,500.
And that they wouldn't give us any trade-in, so we'd just auction it off, or what?
was Jamie would have to talk to you guys. They were thinking about purchasing it and then
she said something else.
Yeah, so I talked about that'd be
moving things around.
They're wanting to drive the Daisy at 300,000 miles.
Yeah, no, she said that. I'd phase someone off.
And it's a good. I mean, it's a good truck. The one we'd be getting rid of, but it'd be nice to phase out these single axles and go with dual axles. And I think a flatbed for those guys would be beneficial. So I think that's kind of the route we'd go, but that's something she would have to talk to you guys about. And if they didn't want it or you guys didn't want them to buy it, I guess we would auction it off at that point. Okay. So.
I'll make the motion to purchase the Dodge.
Motion.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
As far as the flatbed goes, I know we're going to need it. Do I just get the best one available, or you want me to come back?
Well, if you take it to Burt's, they'll put the leaf spring helpers and everything.
And the lights.
They'll
and everything.
Do everything down there.
You know, I try to keep it local, but if I buy it here and take it there, then I got to take it somewhere else for lights and leaf springs. And
but it might be $7,500 by the time you get all that done.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the prices are anymore.
It could be.
I don't know.
What did you say was the year of the old truck?
07. It's got like 83,000 on it.
I guess if you're checking prices and it comes up, hey, we're bumping to this number, then maybe back. Otherwise, it's in your budget.
Okay. You have plenty of time on the flatbed.
Yeah, they have them down. They have them down there. Yeah. So, you know, I'll talk to Gordy today, get the truck ordered, hopefully get over to Cooperstown and figure out, you know, their price if they do everything. Burt's was gathering everything, the lights, the helper springs and stuff. Assuming that meets the budget, they said I could just put my name on one down there. Because they have, I think, two on hand. I don't know when Senex could get theirs. They said it'd be a handful of months. They didn't have a specific date. So, but it would be nice, just whether it's Cooperstown, Burt's, somewhere else, take it. They get everything done in one spot. So,
and that, is that a steel flatbed then?
Yeah. Yep, and it would have the four toolboxes, two on each side.
We're already at the end of January, so it isn't that far in the future.
Spring's coming clear. Winter shows up.
It's warming up.
I'm not spraying today. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know. Not today, though.
Do you think we'll have the truck in time for summer spraying season?
If Dodge is 3 months is what they say, we already got the sprayer. You know, you just got to bolt that on and do some minor wiring. Okay. Yeah, we should. 3 months from now, it'll put us end of March, early April. Should only take a handful of days once the flatbed's on to get everything situated and make sure it's all wired in right. So, hopeful for that.
Okay.
Yeah. Last time they promised me a truck in March, April, I got it in August. So, it's just the world we live in today. So. Anything
Very
else?
Very good.
Do we need a vote? Yep.
Vicky?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Sean?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you.
When is the convention? Is that this month? Year?
First week of April.
February.
February. Right.
Yeah.
Two weeks away.
Okay.
Did you have anything else, Julie?
No.
Okay. Sarah?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Really cold out there.
Yeah.
Brr.
Mosquitoes down.
Yeah.
I see that one. I get that vector control email. Yeah. What's wrong with you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, you kind of laugh.
Yeah. I don't know what mosquitoes are though.
We just got back from Florida. And it was really nice to have warm weather.
You went to Vegas and Florida last month. What's the deal?
We pay her too much.
Yeah, right. I wish.
That must have been a convention down there.
No, Matt and I haven't gone anywhere by ourselves.
I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah. Well, we haven't gone anywhere, so. I got a free hotel room, so it's hard to pass that up. Flights to Florida are cheap, so.
Well, how did you get a free motel room?
Points.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's cold in Florida now, so it's a good thing you went down.
It was perfect over the weekend. We had one day of some rain, and that was it. Yeah, it's supposed to rain, or it's supposed to snow, I guess, in northern Florida, so.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
They can have it all.
Houston was getting it yesterday.
Yeah, I heard that.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well, they can have it.
So I'm sure it's just working its way east.
Yeah. Okay, so I had actually talked to Bill and Pete about attending that Association of Counties leadership training that I think Deb Magnuson had done, and I was a little apprehensive just because it's expensive. But I actually had come across this class, the CMCP class, And it's geared towards, obviously, dispatch managers, 911 coordinators. It includes some of the GIS stuff that I do. And there was a scholarship available that I applied for and ended up on Friday when we were in Florida. Got the email. It was Thursday or Friday, I think. I don't know. It was when I was getting ready to go. Got the email that I was awarded the scholarship or selected the scholarship. So I have to accept by Thursday. And so that's why I wanted to come to you guys, because I want to make sure that I can accept. I don't want to accept something and then not have approval to go.
Where's it at?
So I don't have a location just yet, because they host it all over the United States throughout the year. The cost for the registration, 75% of the registration would be covered. And then depending on where I would attend would depend on the rest of it, I guess. I get $1,500 for the travel, for the hotel, mileage, flight, whatever. Meals are not included in that. So the locations, well, hotel would be 6 nights, because it is Monday through Friday, no matter where. And I think our rate is $99, or did it just go up, Julie?
$99.
So $99, and then, but when you're out of state, it's whatever that city is, so that might vary a little bit. But like the different class locations, there's one in Tennessee in April, one in Texas in April, one in Arizona in May, which is Phoenix, and Allegiant is super cheap out of Fargo to Phoenix. So that would be one I would probably look at if I had to fly. Otherwise, there's Iowa in July, and then Wisconsin in October. So those would kind of be the ones that I would be interested in attending. Honestly, it just depends on staffing. I want to make sure that we don't have a ton of vacation requests, because then I backfill so they can go on vacation and use their hours. So I don't have a firm location yet, but
like I said, I just... Because if it's in Dallas, Fort Worth, or in that area, that's
you know,
your
way
from Fargo, too, which are, get, you can get deals on.
Let me look
if
here.
If you're out a few months.
Had it up to
you. Oh, and Deb and Beth did that, and Angela, did they do it online?
Yeah. So the county yes. one, right. yeah, so the county one was online, and it was like $2,500,
yeah,
I think. It was expensive, and
but
so.
Both of them actually got a... some sort of off, because I think it only cost us like $600 for them to do it.
Okay.
They got some sort of a grant for them to go. So that's
they were offering like the counties, I think, a $1,500 towards it. And like with this, with the scholarship, the registration is $268 for the registration would be on us, and then anything over that $1,500. And if I went to like Iowa or Wisconsin, I could take the county truck. That would save on mileage. Then you're just paying gas, and then, you know, the hotel. But that would all, you know, it's anything above that $1,500. So I think it will come out either under or as a wash, whether you attend either or. The thing is I'm gone for a whole week, right. And that's why I want to make sure that staffing wise, that's why I haven't like chose a solid location or date. I want to make sure, like, I don't want to be gone during winter show week, because that's a really busy week for us, and then just staffing wise. So
work online, you do it
well, but it still takes out of my work day, and I have right. yeah, I don't
so
have
Thursday they have to know, and Thursday it'll cost us $200 and
no. It's no. So I have to accept by Thursday, and then whenever I register, so I have to register and do all that, and then they reimburse. I have to submit receipts.
Okay.
So I don't want to accept something that I'm not going to be able to utilize. And I know it's a hard.
So we can't take it online at all, or what?
No. It's a physical in-person class, because we go home. So the state radio...
Because isn't this the same as what Jess and Debbie and all them took?
No, this is different. This is... Okay. I applied for this because it's dispatch-specific. And so I was hemming and hawing with the other one, because I had talked to you guys and was just kind of thinking about it. And then I had come across this CMCP class, which is very, to me, similar, but it's... dispatch specific. It's for running a dispatch center, being a 911 coordinator, managing all of the things that come with that. The state radio director and deputy director have actually both attended now and said it's phenomenal. And Darren came into state radio, the director came into state radio not ever being in charge of a PSAP, and he said it helped him a lot. So that's why I'm interested in it.
I think either way, one of the training or the other, it's still got management in it, so I'm okay if you want to go.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as you figure it out. I mean, it could
minimal cost to us.
Well, the fact that there's a scholarship there, I mean, I think is really great. And, you know, like I said, would offset the cost. I don't think, to me, it makes sense to utilize the scholarship, you know. I want to save money where I can.
So, but you still have no plan where you want to go.
Yeah, I'll have to figure out, which I can let you know.
If you went to where you'd possibly drive?
Wisconsin.
If I went to, like, Wisconsin or the Iowa one, I would probably look at driving because that would be cheaper than flying, I would guess, into those areas.
But under a circumstance like that, you're on a week.
Yep.
And I don't necessarily know that we would let the vehicle here be gone for a week.
Okay.
Just because I said, or I'm going to say there's so many people that
for
use
sure.
it.
For sure. Yep, and I'd have to check
with
them.
The best thing about that thing, if somebody's got to run to Bismarck for a day or something like that or two, you come back.
Yep.
Or we used it to go get the snowblower for this place. I mean, but it came back the same day.
Yep, and I always check with them too before.
No, I'm just saying,
sure
I don't really want it gone for a whole week.
Okay.
Is my
It'd save you a lot of time flying too. It'd save you,
I have to be there Monday through Friday, so it would be like a Sunday and then come home Saturday. But it's still only six nights.
Depending on where it is in Iowa or Wisconsin, you might have to leave on Saturday if you're driving to.
Yeah. Wisconsin's not terrible. I've never driven down to Iowa, but I can do Wisconsin in a day because we go all the way to Indiana in a day.
So was that your motion?
It's great.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we do that.
Iowa. Sorry.
We let her go to that.
Yes.
Okay.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Education's always good. That's my two cents.
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I drove to Iowa. It was like 8 hours from here, and that was at the very center of Iowa. So.
Yeah.
It depends.
You know, I want to be cost effective too, so I'll let you guys know where and before I register and whatnot, because you'll see that come through anyway on the bills. So I'll keep you guys in the loop. I just want to make sure I could accept.
Very good.
So, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's just such a boring drive to Iowa.
Oh, I don't. It was like 8 hours just pounding in the seat, and it's like, oh, God, this is boring.
Pete, what do you got for us for a commission discussion?
Well, we had our weed board meeting last Tuesday, and Jamin pretty much gone over what we finished, other than we've got a purple loosestrife problem starting at Sandburn Lake, and it goes down to the river. So he's sending out this letter to the landowners affected. It shows what it looks like, and that, you know, that we need to control this weed. And there's only maybe a dozen landowners or less, you know. So
it's in the river, there's going to be a lot more.
It hasn't got there yet, so that's why we're trying to.
I'd like to see the weed concentrate on the thistle and the bull thistle in this county, because you drive and it is all over the place. And
purple,
they,
what?
They keep talking
purple
about
loose stripe.
Loose.
All these.
L-O-O-S-E stripe.
But it's a flower that was planted.
You're receiving this letter to inform you that
we still plant them.
Might be in your area. So, and it's telling options and what it looks like. And we're going to hopefully have a drone or two available this summer. They kind of go where the most money is. They don't want to come to 10 or 20 acres of drones like to come in and do.
Did Stutzman ever go with a drone?
I don't know. He didn't say. To buy one?
They were looking at buying one, yeah. I don't know.
These drones, I guess.
Combine or two counties to get so that we can do some of our own.
It's pretty hard. Pretty hard to get to. I mean, it's a lot of work to get the license for them. Because you got the FAA approved and everything. And they're about $40,000, these drones.
Well, I know they're not
suitable. So there's a guy up by Hannaford that's getting set up to chest something. I don't know his last name. And another guy to do the drones. And last year they charged about $15 to $17 an acre, which the farmer pays for, and then we cost share on the chemical. And last year we went to 50-50 on cost sharing. We were, I think, 80-20, the county paying more, but without increased cost of chemical, we've cut it down to 50-50. So And I said they approved this Dodge truck pending approval of the board. So that was a weed board, Development Corp. We, Sean and I both attended the meeting, and Sean can give more on that one. But a lot of what Jennifer's going to ask for is what we were talking about on that one. And then we had an LEPC meeting last week also. There's a lot of complaints. We had to order the new radios. Like Sanborn Fire Department has new radios sitting on the shelf. You can't use them because the towers aren't up. So really the state should have had the towers up and then mandated the new radios.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Because they had the cart way up here. And the horse is still back there in the North 40.
And the state has done in the last 20 years has been that way.
And by the time they get them up, there will probably be an updated radio.
Well, Dwayne said the batteries are probably going to be dead on these, and the warranty will be off.
Yeah.
So what do you do? You know, you got $15,000 radios in there. So
somebody told me that she could implement it right now.
There's no tower.
We don't have the tower.
We don't have a tower.
I know. But even right now, there would be some reception.
Well, they can use them as a walkie-talkie.
They can use them just amongst themselves.
Yeah. Amongst themselves.
Yes.
Yep, as a walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
And the highway patrol can use them statewide, right? On the siren, 800 siren radios. And you guys can too? Or not?
You mean when they go active?
No.
Right now.
She said the highway patrol can use them now or not.
That's what I'm
talking 800 megahertz. Can they use 800 megahertz? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
They can use it in certain spots.
Okay.
Where the towers are.
Okay. Not for the general.
Okay. And that's like the fire departments, they can use them as a walkie-talkie.
Right. They can just.
Well, somebody told me that Stutzman's live and that we could be live too.
Not according to our meeting last week. So.
Okay. Well, then I was misinformed.
I didn't think they had the tower over there yet.
Yeah. So they're wondering about the batteries and warranty by the time. Will the state reimburse for new batteries and warranty by the time they get all hooked up? And nobody has an answer to that.
Of course not.
Well, geez, so we always get an answer from the state whenever we ask.
What's going on?
So the answer usually is that we're spending too much money.
And then, like I said, there's a pipeline meeting tomorrow night and Thursday night. One's tomorrow night's in Castle and Thursday night's in Jamestown. And I'm sure our disaster coordinator's going. And I might go to the Jamestown, or I might go to one of them, I'll see.
You might go to where?
I'd probably go to the Castleton one, maybe. The Winter Show, they're going to have a booth again. The Winter Show donates a space to the, like, the 911 disaster combination booth. It was well attended last year. They have there's something called the Tier 2. It's all the places with chemical facilities in Barnes County are listed in this. They updated that. They're talking about an active shooter drill later on at the hospital. Probably in the fall, they'll coordinate that later. I go up and have my weekly discussion with the VA, and so we're working on that. Dwayne is driving his routes. So for that part, I was up there that last stormy day. And he actually had two trips to Fargo that day, and it wasn't very
Friday.
Nice. Must have been Friday.
Friday wasn't nice.
Yeah.
How was the big veterans meal that they had put on?
They had 17 people there, the biggest one they've had yet.
Okay, and was that donated funds?
We never get a bill for it. So.
Okay.
The AMVETs, I think, chip in.
Okay.
And like I said, we don't. They go to Hilltop and get or petrol and get biscuits and gravy. Like I said, we've never. I think the first time we paid for it, and after that, we said no, and it's all donated. So.
Is that one in Castleton? You think you want to go to it?
I got to look back and see. It's at 6 o'clock.
Yep. No, I'm saying, do you think you want to? Because we're supposed to register.
Yeah, I wonder if there's still time.
And I would have Jess register us.
Are you going to go?
Well, I was thinking about it, yeah.
That'd be the one Wednesday night.
Tomorrow night in Castleton.
Or there's one Thursday night in Jamestown, if you prefer either one.
It's just as close to Castleton as it is to Jamestown.
Okay. If you want to go, I'd go.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll tell them what
see if we can see.
Anybody else?
Nope, I'll wait.
It's just pipeline safety. I'm sure it's. And I guess if that one is full, we could see if we could get into Jamestown. So. And then I checked into the airport. They say they own that building up at the impound, but they're fine with you rearranging stuff. Just let Mike Lee would know.
Yeah, I talked to Michael.
You talked to Michael.
Okay. I just ran into him.
Yeah. And we had a meeting last week, too, and he said...
Sean said go for it. He told me.
Okay.
Thank you.
So they're fine with that. That's all I got.
Okay. Sean?
Did not have social services, I think I told you guys last time. Water board is tomorrow. Was to economic development with Pete. They approved for a building with, I'm guessing it was city funds for for the board to buy Marie's old building.
They have Rush Ferry Trucking.
Other than that, there wasn't a whole lot. It was my first meeting, so a lot to take in, but.
And they were talking about the, there's nothing happening on the gas pipeline thing until they bring in these.
Nothing on the grocery store.
What?
Let's see what else. Nothing on. So I didn't have my notes on.
Anything on daycare?
No. Yeah. Well, St. Kate's approved, but it'll probably be some time before it gets going, right? Because one time we even talked about them doing a daycare in that building.
Yeah.
Because it's empty.
Yeah.
Pretty much empty, but. The people that were kind of proposing it didn't want to run it themselves.
Oh.
Well, so then you had nobody running it. So that kind of went by the wayside for that. So that, there's nothing new that they're working on a daycare. So
that's all I got.
And they were talking more about that. Wanting the county, wanting us to chip in that $10,000 per house on a new, building a new house in Valley. And I'm not really... for that myself.
It's written right now.
Right, we talked about it last
time. I thought it wasn't just Valley City, it was Barnes County.
It's whole Barnes County.
Yeah.
But I want to see more of a benefit to bringing in school people to the school and jobs and not just letting... I mean, as it is now, a retired farmer could move to town and build $1 million house and get the tax break.
Yeah.
And their theory is, well, then somebody can move into their house while on the farm and not... A new family isn't going to move into their house and take over on the farm. So, so that's we need a lot more information on that before I go for it or anything. So, I think right now it might help the builders more than the people. Imagine that.
And it's one of those things that the state could kick some money in for us to get the rural population back up.
Oh, they have money.
Like I said before, if we only lived in a state that had money, then we could get it from the state. But but if they're really, we all listen to the state of the state, and I was part of it, making sure that we keep the population we got in these. Because the areas that are increasing, open us in.
Yeah.
Yeah, my kids all live in South Fargo between Shanley and Davies, and that place, that's just booming. Mm-hmm. I mean, my son's down at 72nd Street.
Yeah.
And there's houses south of him.
South end, yeah.
No, they need to concentrate on the rural areas.
They're going to get it so it's filled up inside the diversion within a number of years. So. But that's where the money is.
Anything else?
No, I'll have more next time for the water board.
Because
I'm sure we're going to talk of, huh?
Why is the water board meeting Wednesday?
Because it was a holiday yesterday.
Oh.
I'm sure they'll be talking about snagging and clearing. Since we've actually got some cold weather and the river should be frozen down there.
Solidly.
The river
at least
really
for part of it.
The river's pretty low if that froze solid.
Which is what they usually wait for, because then they could work twice as fast if they ain't got to worry about.
When were they thinking about starting?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
The last meeting I was at, there was the conditions weren't for it, so.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll be brought up tomorrow, and hopefully they can get that done to the county line and then come back and do some spots that really need it again. And I mentioned to them that it really needs to be looked at between the dam and the town. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got two or three good trees in the long hours that have slid down the bank that should really be taken.
And I know the city had talked to me one time if they at all could get on the bandwagon, they would join. So.
Yeah, and I
believe that the invitation was put out to them to put their two cents in, whether they have or not, I don't know.
Okay.
And where are they working now, from Catherine to Little Yellowstone?
They're south of the known Catherine Road, I think, a mile.
Okay.
So it isn't, well...
Ain't quite, or it's about in the bend down there, I think, wasn't it?
North of Catherine?
Yeah, yeah. Where, what, Oss used to live, or...
Yeah, they said something about they should be able to finish that completely to the line. So.
But.
Well, I know driving up and down the river, before you ever get to that part, there's trees back in there.
Oh.
It's a constant thing. So. Yeah. I mean, and that's why Cass, they're two different water districts in southern Cass that are on the Cheyenne. They do it continually. They do it, I mean, they, as far as they can go with the money, they finish, you know, they just keep going, and they just keep rotating.
Rotating it through.
Because it's a constant thing to, as long as the state's going to keep putting money in, we might as well keep doing it, because it is something that saves bridges and roads in the spring if they pile up behind bridges. And I don't exactly want our highway department having to be able to do it, so.
Okay.
They will and have, but.
Yeah.
Mike.
City County Health, my first meeting will be tomorrow. They didn't have one in December, so. A lot of numbers and papers to go through there, so, yeah. So I'll have first one tomorrow.
Okay.
Nothing else that I got.
Becky?
So I went to HUD Housing. Sounds like they're having problems with their boiler. And so... they're having people look at it. Sounds like it's going to cost $4,000 plus labor to fix it. So, other than that, it seemed the same. Public housing has a total of 45 out of 45 units occupied, and the voucher program, they have 221 vouchers for January 1st. So they're pretty full up.
And what's a voucher? It gives you money to go to a private apartment then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And they said that they don't know because the funding hasn't come in yet for the new administration, so they're kind of leaving it at that and seeing what they're coming up with on the new biennium or whatever.
So is that all federal money?
Yes.
No state money?
Maybe a little state. I think it's all federal. Because anybody that gets a voucher there can move to a different state and use their voucher in the next state. So, anyway. And then I went to the regional council. And so I don't know if you guys know about these water lines. They're trying to get no lead lines in the state of North Dakota. And so everybody has to check to see whether they have lead pipes or not. So they're going around house to house, like in Sanborn, and some of these small towns are doing the same. And Jamestown now is doing that, too.
Is there money then to replace them for a private person?
Well, so far they're just asking.
They just want to
find out how many lead pipes
there are. How much need there is.
Yes. So.
They'd have to be pretty old houses to still have lead.
And then they have a new board for tourism that's called the Frontier Tourism Board. So they are trying to figure out a way to get everything into town for tourists. They have a new CDL class at the Tech Center for, you know, certifying CDLs.
Which Tech Center?
Griggs County, they have new inpatient dialysis there now, so they have dialysis up in Griggs County. Job service, I got a couple paperwork if you want to look at them. It's one page is 2004 and one page is 2005. It just kind of shows how things are going. They said they are New visa applications are up 36%. So the H-2A visa is to do farm work, and it's a visa for 6 to 9 months. And they were talking, they have doctors from Mexico coming up and doing farm work because they pay really well. So anyway, it's up 36%.
A lot of them that get those get the same guys back year after year after year.
Right, right. So at Edgley, the medical facility that they have that has a dentist and the pharmacy and a clinic in it should be open in June. The elevator is building new scales. The more they're building a pool, it all went through, and they're going to start on that this year.
Outdoor, or what?
Huh?
Outdoor?
Outdoor, yeah. New clinic in Culm with ambulance storage and chiropractor from Wishik is moving over there. Culm is having a new Prairie Grounds coffee, and they're repurposing the old bowling alley, and one of the ones that is going in there is the Prairie Grounds coffee. Napoleon has got a 1 or 2 mile walking path that they're going to be putting in. And the next date for the board of directors meetings will be on April 16th. They decided not to compete with the stuff that goes on in March. So it's got to be quarterly, so they moved it to April instead of March. Other than that...
So what's the last thing Barnes County got out of Southeast Regional?
The last thing we did that for half the price. It was for Jeff's department for...
That survey thing?
Yeah, that's that whole booklet on...
Yeah.
What was it?
Oh, for our planning.
It was for planning and zoning, but... I can't remember what the name of the booklet was. They hadn't done one in 20 years, and they had the regional council.
Code, wasn't it?
Comprehensive plan.
There you go, comprehensive plan. There you go. And, yeah, so that's the last we've gotten there.
I mean, we put in $22,000 that, you know, every year.
Right, and so
and
we
everybody
get,
says we get our benefit. I just, what's our benefit?
What do we get?
Well, that's half the price. It was going to cost us $60,000, and it cost us $20,000. It's right there. They saved us $40,000
from that. I'm not arguing with that. I just want to know what are we getting. You know?
And then I do know that Daisy had gotten something not too long ago because we were still putting the paperwork on it. And I know that Litchfield had gotten something out of them.
And three or four years ago, we did that bridge up north that... It wasn't a massive bridge like going across the river, but they helped out with that. And, look at your email. You got a number on it?
Which one?
Just, you should have gotten an email.
Just now?
Yeah. With a digit code on there? That'd be 9.
Yes.
What is it?
005303. Oh, that's for the meeting?
005300?
003. 005303.
So anyway, that's pretty much we did get into a construction grant for the EDA. And our next meeting will be in February.
Got that other one expired already?
I don't know, probably. Jess is registering us.
So you can confirm anything?
Yeah.
And the library board meeting is this Thursday, so. And thanks to Cindy and Mike, I've got a meeting with Barnes County Senior Citizens Council on Monday, January 27th.
You're signing up to be a senior citizen or what?
No, that's part of my portfolios.
Oh.
My new portfolio for the that Cindy used to have, and now I have.
Come on up.
So we're registered for that.
There we are. You want to ride together or?
Yeah.
We can write a guess or whatever. Take off at 5, we can be there.
At 6 o'clock. So. Oh. I'm not sure.
It's at, I said what it was.
Okay, ready to go?
As ready as we're ever going to be.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, so several requests of you this morning. So I did follow up with Valley Recycling and provided a letter that basically outlines, you know, what's going on with the company. Cardboard, glass. The glass piece is something that I think has good potential and is one of those things that you had wanted to take care of. You know, so he continues to try and grow the business. He has purchased a screener, large portable blaster, grinder, things like that. So the you know, the whole recycling business is a difficult business. There's, you can see that the other recycled products like the aluminum cans, that's up and down so much, and then plastic and magazines. You know, the plastic is one of those things with the all of the beverage bottles ending up in the ditch. That's one of the reasons why they wanted to support this, is to keep the garbage out of the ditches and whatever. So that really, between the aluminum cans and plastic and magazines, that's really the public service part of this. If you were going to run this as a true business, you probably wouldn't mess with either one of those things. So, you know, I looked at financial statements. You know, he's making, you know, what I'll call a modest profit. Absolutely am comfortable that the $15,000 per year for 3 years, and again, I'll do another review next year, that it is money well invested in this company.
Well, this would be year two.
This is year two, yeah. So then we'll have another review for year three, and then the commission can decide what you want to do.
Did he say how much that grinder cost him?
Not right offhand. I should have asked that question,
he
maybe, but I don't.
For quite a few years. He had that like 2 years before it was implemented. So.
Well, it sounded
just
like it was a near purchase.
A while to get up and running.
Yeah, he, and then the waste treatment, that waste business that's over by KLJ, he was able to buy some equipment from them and then another location as well. So. But he's continued to invest back into the business so that he can continue to provide services.
Well, if you don't make a profit, you don't keep going.
No, that's
well,
exactly.
Well, then I need to stop double chat with him again, because if he's doing everything through Mincota, he's never going to make a profit.
He's through Mincota.
Recycling.
Well, he is sending, you know, he's got, as I outlined in here, he's looking, for example, the glass. He found someone that would sell the bags and print his labels on there. And it was interesting. The glass part is really interesting. Instead of sandblasting, it's glass blasting. And you guys probably know all about
it's
that.
It's not as abrasive.
Yeah, and you, I mean, I don't know nearly as much. But I think that, you know, there's some real growth opportunity there. And so he is working to find people to work with. And then he has, like, a broker that he works with, too. You know, there is, he sells cardboard to egg carton manufacturer in Moorhead. And then the broker is through Wisconsin and Illinois. And, you know, the cardboard market is starting to come back. So the screener he just bought from HFI. And it was Luther, you know, at HMI. So, anyway, and then, let's see, Chris Graffing, blasting from Lafarge, and he works for the city now. And then there, one of the Elstons, he bought a large portable blaster from them not all that long ago. And then what he's doing then is he's picking up customers along the way, because with the blasting, then if you have someone who needs like the corral, the metal corral pieces blasted and they want them repainted or something, he can blast them with that. So
yeah,
I mean, he's doing, you know, he's pretty creative, even with the pellets, you know, he's converting that into product that people, even crafters, would like to use. Pulls them apart, and so he's working hard to get this done. So I would ask you to go ahead and approve release of funds. I think it's been a good investment that the county has made.
I'll make a motion to do it. I think he's doing what we asked him. I mean,
yeah.
It's a 3-year commitment. We'll review it at the end of the 3 years.
But right.
I think for now, I think he is doing what we've asked him.
Right.
My opinion.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Sean?
Yes.
Bill?
Yeah.
Pete?
Yeah.
Mike?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes. Thank I just you. Wanted to know what the finances are,
yep,
because
yeah,
we wanted the information, right, and if right, you don't want to comply, you don't get your money.
And he provided the financial statements to me so that I could sit here and look at the numbers and tell you that he's making a reasonable profit. And again, state law says that unless I have permission from him to release financial information, I can't do that. So I think if there's anything more that you would like to know...
I have a problem with that because public funds go into a private business. So
yes, well, I've always had a problem with that. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Economic development across this country is set up that way. And it doesn't have to be economic development. It can be anything. I mean, it's just think about all the businesses across the country that get public money. Right? It's just... So...
Next.
Okay. The second is the contract that we have with the County Commission for economic development purposes. I inserted 2 mills. That is what I understand that we will receive in 2025, and this includes $32,000 for the general professional services that we provide countywide. So I would just ask that you approve this contract as it is submitted.
Now, you raise that a little bit each year without really any discussion with us.
So,
you know, a couple years ago it was 28, and then it was 30. Now you're asking 30.
I guess that's where I was going. What does that entail?
So we have been at 30,000 for like 3 or 4 years. We've been at 30,000.
You were in 28 a couple years ago?
No, it's been 30,000 for the last 4 years, I'll say. The last 4 years. And the reason for this, so this is general overhead operating for the corporation. And so what happens to us is, for example, we have absorbed and taken the responsibility for 100% of the building overhead where we are located. One of, you know, the vendors that we do business with, an elevator, for example, I don't know who you do business with, but they charge us $550 an hour and 800 and some time and a half. And they go up, and then I get a letter from them that says, we're trying really hard to keep our vehicles, you know, and whatever, updated, and we, you know, in these trying times of inflation, blah, 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 we want another $95. And so I wrote the president of the company in Chicago, and I said, in these trying times and blah, 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 whatever, I'm implementing a special asset management fee of $125, and I sent him an invoice, and I haven't heard anything from him. So... Sometimes you just got to push back.
Yep.
And so really that's been the most difficult part about this is just our operating, just those types of things, the equipment,
life,
the suppliers. Some of these suppliers, we paid our bill for to a different elevator company, and they wanted to charge us $30 for a check processing fee. I'm going to do business with you. And then, so we called them, and then we said, what about a credit card? Do you have a credit card fee that you charge back? No. I said, okay, well, I'm going to pay by credit card then. It just irks me that we're going to get charged for paying you.
And if you'd have paid that way to start with, they said they're going to charge you $30 for that. So
you know, you get it nickeled and dimed to death.
Yep. Like you said, life. Yep.
I mean, it's just every time you turn around, and then all of our, you know, expenses are going up, yep, and the businesses that we do business with are trying to hold the line, and okay, that's why. So I would ask that you approve this as it's been submitted. Okay. I just don't ever want another two-story building ever.
So it's up $2,000 is what you're saying from,
yes,
last year.
And we're going to hold the line on that. And
guaranteed?
There's no guarantee.
We can send her a lot, but
the only thing I'm...
Here, can you sign this piece of paper?
The only guarantee there is Bill's going to give me a hard time about a grocery store every single time I come up here.
You're not left yet.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you would, please approve this.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Mike?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Bill?
Yeah.
Pete?
Yes.
Sean?
Yep.
Thank you. Okay, the next one I think should be fairly simple, and that's South Central Dakota Regional Council. This is their 25-26 membership, which starts April 1st. And I listed the membership there. $22,040 is the amount, and it's been that way, again, for the last several years. And along with that is approval of their joint powers agreement. Vicki, you serve on that board, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you commenting about a few things. I think one of the biggest benefits here for the regional, with the regional council, is the work that they do with Barnes County business communities, all the infrastructure, and those communities do not have anyone locally.
It's all a Barnes County. It
it's
ain't just
all of Barnes
Valley
County.
City region.
That's
or
right. That's right. But when I look at some of the problems,
they worked with child care a lot. We got a new, yeah, child care business in Valley because of them. So
yeah,
can we ask them about a grocery store?
I don't think I have. Well, did I
well,
maybe
see?
Ask for a name? I think I asked for a name. So
I'll make a motion to approve the regional council fee.
Second.
Okay. Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
And this includes the joint powers agreement.
Correct.
Thank you.
Bill.
Yes.
Sean.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Vicki.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. The next request would be the $70,000 that we have been providing for the I-94 Regional Development Corridor. And I updated, based on the property tax records for 2024, the gross tax from the property in the corridor is pushing $305,000. And of that, the tax increment is $182,000, so that leaves $122,400 in net tax that is distributed to the taxing authorities. So we're actually generating property tax plus covering the cost of the infrastructure and everything. So it's been a good investment. It is, this is year 11 of 15. So we're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And it's been, I think, a good investment for us in terms of John Deere. They continue to invest. They just bought, just added another 20,000 square feet onto the building, and they bought equipment that they've never had in the plant. In fact, you should have received from Hannah Wieland a doodle pole. We've talked about doing a tour so you can see what they are doing, and I would ask that you respond to that doodle pole.
Okay.
We've been trying to get this set up for a long time.
Came from Hannah?
Hannah Wieland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys remember seeing it?
Yeah,
I believe so.
Yeah, I saw it.
And
a week or two.
And if you are interested, please let her know. We'll set up a time. If we're not getting a response, I'm going to drop it, and you know it's going to come off the list until I get some responses. So, and I'm going to remind our city commissioners tonight also. But it would be great, and all of those investments further anchor that business here in Barnes County. And then, of course, with that, we have the National Guard, and we have the county jail up there. And there's some additional land, you know, that we, on the south side of that frontage road, that we want to utilize for a medical campus. And that would be in a hospital and clinics. So we're, that's one of the things we're working towards. So with that, I would ask that you approve $70,000 for year 11 for the I-94 corridor. This fall, when you budgeted in October, this dollar amount was included in that budget.
I'd make that motion to approve.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
So that's a 15-year commitment. I was thinking it was 10, but that's 15.
15. Mm-hmm. We have two bond issues up there.
So when it runs out, we're done with it?
And then you're done with it. Mm-hmm. And then we'll try it. Then we'll be off and running to the next thing, right, Bill?
Well, I could have swore I said
Bill.
I think it's
called Do Bill.
Yeah. I saw it somewhere too, and I can't find it either.
What I can't have? Find it either.
What's that?
The Hannah Whelan thing. I searched my thing and.
Yeah. I read it somewhere.
I didn't know it came.
Yeah.
Was it in our mailboxes?
No. I was wondering if mine went.
It's not an email.
So it's an email, and it says, "Here's your doodle link," and then you click on that link.
You got something else?
Did it come under your name?
So, this is a publication that Kara has put together for the Valley City Good Life. I'm just going to leave this here with you. This is our marketing campaign. So you have it. You have it, and so I will. Or you three, and then Julie.
There's a lot of good information in that.
Yeah. Just take a look at it, and if you would like, Kara can stop up. But this is our effort to help recruit people. And in the back, she has a summary, and then also the challenges, what we've learned and the challenges that we face as we're trying to recruit. I would like to go back to the single family housing pilot program that we discussed at the last commission meeting.
Can you let and me vote on the 70,000?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I did not get that doodle thing. I can't find it anywhere in the whole thing.
Okay.
Have a reason, would you please?
Yes.
I'm thinking it went to junk mail or something, but I checked my junk.
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Vicky?
Yes.
Bill?
Yeah.
Thank you, Julie.
Okay.
Appreciate that. So the single family housing pilot program that I presented to you at the last meeting, have you had a chance to read through this information? And do you have any specific questions right now?
What's the $10,000 going to go for? Is it going to go to a certain company for...
No.
A survey or something? Or?
Oh, no. So the $10,000, this is to help reduce the cost to the homeowner.
So who's going to get the money, the homeowner?
So we'll figure out the admin because there needs to be, we need to be reassured and have some control. Maybe it goes into an escrow account at the bank, for example. If somebody's going to build a new home. Now, this is for new home construction anywhere
right.
in Barnes County.
And when you talk the admin fee, that's yours. So you'll be taking some money out of this 10, right?
No.
Okay.
No, this is for 100%. The housing program is 100% housing.
That goes to whoever...
That goes to whoever is building a new home.
Yeah,
on
the building.
And
but
there's
they
only
have to use it for what?
A new home.
I know. Other than
something
that,
for the home.
Yeah.
So they can take that $10,000 and put it into furniture.
No.
They could put that $10,000 into a deck.
If the deck is part of the construction, so this is for the construction of a new home.
Right, and I want to know
so
who that gets the money. If the homeowner will get the money, or is it actually going to...
It can go into... We haven't figured out all the admin part of this. We haven't figured out all that. So what is the simplest way to do that? Because you have to have a bank loan, probably. You probably have to have a bank loan. Mm-hmm. So do you put it in an escrow account, and then have, when the bank financing is done, then if you have a $300,000 house, now it's reduced to $260,000, and that's what they borrow? Or do you help them put it towards the lot itself, or if they have to extend, you know, water and sanitary sewer or something like that? It's something to reduce the overall cost to the homeowner. Because when we did our housing survey, the survey told us that 75% of the, at least 75% of the homeowners at their current level, income level, household income, they were comfortable at $300,000 home and under. So how do you help those people? You can't build a house. At least
so do you think the average person that's going to come in and build a house, and $10,000 is a lot of money, but it's not in the big picture of building a house. So do you think this $10,000 is what's keeping everybody from not building a house?
So the total package, if you look...
That's just a question I got. I just want an answer.
Do I think $10,000 is going to do it? No. I think the total package that we put together, that totals $40,000, will do it. Will absolutely do it. And, you know, as if you look at the second page where it says Barnes County Rural on the top, it's the top of the second page. If you have an appraised value of $250,000, then the county economic development funds would be $27,500.
Yeah.
So it isn't just $10,000. We're trying to combine, put together enough money so that a homeowner who's going to build hits that 20% down payment so they don't have to have mortgage insurance, because that just increases the monthly cost. So if we can combine a number of things, whether it's economic development funds or if the county had a pool of funds, now it's just conversation here, just what we're asking the city is for the city to take non-economic development funds, and they can do this. They have tap fees. They have some funds that they could invest, and they could come up with $10,000 that is not economic development money. And then when they budget, they might be able to do more than that.
So this is on a brand new house going to get built.
Brand new house.
It ain't on a brand new house nobody's ever lived in that's somewhere in Barnes County that somebody wants to buy and can't come in and say, hey, I need $10,000 more to buy this house that's brand new nobody's ever lived in.
That would be considered a spec home, and a spec home would qualify.
So, I mean, if there's a house out there and it's $10,000 away from somebody buying one, mm-hmm. or the big picture of overall, they could buy that house that's been sitting there for 2 years or 3 years.
If it is, if it's new construction and never been owned or built.
Okay, we need to keep moving because we're late on something else here. So.
Yep, if it's ever been lived in.
So, one question, though, you said this would go to the homeowner, but you said it could be for, running lines or infrastructure.
Yeah, I am working on something else for infrastructure, but if you...
This is just going to go to the homeowner.
It's going to go to the construction of a new home, period. And our goal is to increase inventory, so if there's a new home built, and we really think it's going to be people who are moving up into a different home, then that frees up an existing home that would be of a lower cost.
Get all the details figured out, and let's go from there.
Yep. So we'll just continue the conversation because we know this is going to take some time. Okay. And then the last thing I want to let you know is we have a legislative forum coming up on Saturday, 9:30 to 11 at the HAC. Legislative forum Saturday, 9:30 to 11. I will be emceeing. And we are working in collaboration with the League of Women Voters. and we unless something comes up, there's a conflict, we expect our legislators to be there on Saturday. So
okay.
Stay tuned.
At least for the first one.
And what time was that?
9:30 to 11 okay. at the HAC. High School Activity Center. Okay?
Very good.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
We'll stay tuned and keep working away at this stuff.
Randy, you got some bids? Oh, we're supposed to do that at 9:30. Did you want them back?
No, I don't need them.
Okay.
Yeah. You can throw them in the garbage as far as I'm concerned.
I found mine. It was under, it ended up in junk mail.
I tried to look in junk. I couldn't find it. Could you just send it to me?
Well, I know I'd gotten it, so I'm guessing everybody got it somewhere along the line.
It was back at the beginning of the month. Oh, yeah. But why I seen it in junk mail, because I don't know ever look in junk mail.
January 7th.
Very good, thank you.
Might be good.
What, can you send it to me?
Junk mail?
No, I check my junk mail for Doodle.
All right, Randy, go ahead.
Hannah?
I'll open Putlich bids first.
Are these all our SUVs or pickups, or what do we got?
SUVs.
SUVs.
And what are we trying to replace?
The Tahoe
Which is
and
what
the
year?
Jail car.
Which is what year?
And Steve's car, or patrol car will move up to the jail. We're not putting a new one out. And also, Doug's car will move to the...
Okay, we, from your actual budget, we decided only to do one car this year. You got two that you're doing?
That's what we planned on doing. We'll have to see what they come in at. If it doesn't fit, then we buy one.
All right.
Potlatch is GMC, bidding 2005 four-wheel drive Chevy Tahoe. Model CK10706 in the amount of $55,495 each. And that gives the specs are here. This is Miller Motors. This is the 25 Explorer for Stout. Bid price is $47,887 for that.
$47,887,
yep. $47,887.
Okay.
And I'm guessing this is the Dodge. It doesn't say on the outside, but that's my guess.
Durango or something then, probably?
Yeah. It's from Gordy, so yep, it's a Dodge. 2025 Dodge Durango Pursuit Vehicle. $47,214. We're going to look at equipment we have on hand that we can retrofit into these vehicles as long as they're not a new style. Because you get new styles, and of course, nothing fits again. So, and then we're working with Code 4 on the lighting and stuff. So we'll have to see how much they are. And I'll scan these in and send them to you. I'll just put front page, okay? I mean, you don't need the specs, do you?
Well, you guys are looking over the specs and know what spec is what, so
yep.
I'm okay with that as long as everybody else is.
I just wanted you to know.
So right from the get-go, what are you suggesting we go with?
I want to look and see if they're a new body style and see what we can retrofit, because that gets to be expensive.
It does.
And I want to
save a little bit of money.
You probably have each of these already.
Yep. Yep. And then if we only can afford one, I got to look at what vehicle we want to replace. There's a lot of things I got to look at yet.
But you don't know what the year of the ones you're going to replace?
I didn't bring that with me. It's an old, the Tahoe up there. Oh, let's see.
That's the one Gunner drives? Huh? No, that ain't the one.
The white one.
That's the one that's got the rack in it.
Yeah.
So we'd put that in which vehicle then?
Doug's Tahoe.
Okay.
So then we'd be replacing the Tahoe. So then we'd probably look at the Tahoe. See what the cost is.
Which is more than the rest of them.
It's more than the rest of them, but it's a full-size vehicle compared to a smaller vehicle, too.
Right. Okay.
So, I mean, we try to take all that into consideration.
And what could retrofit? Because that's important.
What's that?
The stuff that can retrofit it.
Correct.
That's important.
Yep.
Well, you guys diagnose it and send out an email.
I just wanted to open the bids here today. So
yep.
We'll send you copies. If I don't get you a copy by the end of the day, make sure you get a hold of me. Sometimes I forget.
Okay.
And I'll have you have the front page of that stuff, too. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll just get out of here.
You're fine.
Put them away. Thank you, guys.
Yes. Anybody got anything else?
Well, Billy, we were up to you about your commission discussion.
I didn't have a whole lot. I had Winter Show Board. We're getting ramped up for getting ready for figuring everything out for the Winter Show.
Car show this weekend.
Car show up there this weekend.
Yeah, and it's with the car show people over in Jamestown, too.
They do it together.
Yeah. Yeah. Had a jail meeting 2 weeks ago, and everything is looking like we're on track there.
You got a bill yet on the lighting on the new Winter Show in the south building? Because the car club's put in $3,000 or $4,000 towards that. That's what Danny Fairfield said.
I haven't seen it.
Jamestown was going to put in $1,000 or $2,000, and Valley was putting in $2,000 towards the lighting of the south building. Before you guys put in new lights, apparently. They must be in. Probably.
Yeah, they haven't. They didn't discuss it a lot last meeting, no.
Okay.
So other than that, I don't have anything.
All right. I'll make a motion to adjourn then.
Motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. All right. Very good. Thank you all.